And any lizards in this area?
No, not really here. There is some out on the dry lands, but you don't even see a lot of those.
One thing I forgot.
But you do see horny toads.
Okay. Now that's not a frog, is it? That's
No. It looks like a. It looks kind of like a frog, only the legs are shorter, and the back is little bumps all over it. And one time, they was having a doll show over at the museum, and the antique dolls, and this lady called me and wanted to know if I had any antique dolls I'd like to take over and show. And I don't know why I said it, but I said, no, I never had any dolls. All I had to play with was horny toads. And there was total silence, because she's kind of uppity-uppy woman. Total silence, you know. So later on, my husband told his daughter, said, I want you to make your mother a doll for Christmas. She's never had a doll.
Just had horny toes to play
horny
with.
What? So when I got married, when Raymond and I got married, you know what she gave me? She made me a horny toad and wrapped it up and gave it to me.
As a wedding present.
As a wedding present. Yeah, so. We're kind of crude, you know.
Yeah, I like that, though. I really like that.
But we have these little family things.
That makes
things.
It fun, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One thing I forgot to ask you when we were talking about cattle earlier. Sometimes when the young calves are castrated, they take those castrated parts and cook them up.
Oh, you bet. Mountain oysters.
Is that what they call them? Okay, that's what I wanted.
Mountain oysters, and that is, they always use them.
Yeah, yeah.
And another thing that most of them, a lot of people do here, they always castrate when the moon is right. They always look at the almanac, because they castrate it at a certain time of the moon, and then the animals get through it in fine shape.
Mm.
This is true.
It makes a difference.
It makes a big difference. Yeah. It's been proven that does make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I know my grandfather lives by that almanac. He believes that.
Well, I do about planting and transplanting. Yeah. I can transplant something in the right moon, and it never wilts, and you plant it otherwise, and it won't even grow.
Mm.
So there is something to it. Now, what it is or why, I don't know, but there is something to it.
One other food I wondered if you had eaten, and this is not a food grown around here, but it's this type of seafood. It's those little things, type of seafood you peel and eat. Sometimes they fry them. It's spelled S-H-R-I-M-P.
Shrimp?
Yeah. You ever eat
those?
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
That's when I go out, I generally order shrimp.
Okay.
Because see, that's something I never had much.
Yeah, growing up.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you something about the weather here. I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but I wanted to get some of it here on the conversation. The type of weather when you wake up in the morning and it looks like you can't see when you go outside because there's so much of this
fog.
Yes. And do y'all have that a good bit here?
No.
Okay.
It's rare for us to have fog. When we have fog, we think it's something different.
Something's up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just pronunciation item, the white puffy things up in the sky.
The clouds?
Yes. Now, are there different types of summer storms that come through? What different kinds are there?
Well, my dad always said, mackerel clouds and mare's tails make sailors but bear low sails. So when you see these little puffy mackerel clouds and then you see these long stringy ones, you know we're going to have some wind.
Mm. Now is...
And we always went by the circle around the moon. Mm. We've always gone by that. When you see that, you know there's going to be a change in weather.
Mm.
So there's a lot of things you watch the sky for your weather,
mm-hmm.
that the weatherman on TV doesn't even know about.